the problem that we face, the stumbling block that we come up against, the thing that limits us, the thing that holds us back from producing, from creating, from attracting, from magnetizing the results, the outcome, the promises, from living in the full experience that the Bible speaks about, that Jesus paid a high, high price for. The thing that blocks all of the magnificence that is waiting for us just on the other side is this. It's not knowing who you are. It's not fully comprehending and grasping the truth, the depth, the magnificence of who you are. This right here is the key. If you can really, really, really get this, if you can really, really, really comprehend this, if you can grasp this, and if you can allow this truth to make it past the conscious mind, into the subconscious mind, into your body, into your vibration, into your frequency, into your knowing, this will literally change the game for you. This will literally change your life. It will change the way you show up in your relationships. It will change the way you show up in your business. It will change the way you show up in your speaking, in your writing, in your creating, in all the things that you do in your life. This one simple yet magnificent truth is so powerful, and we miss it. We miss the depth and the magnitude and the bigness and the greatness of this truth of who we are. Jesus literally said, "You will do greater things than I did." He said we would do greater things than he did. How is that even possible? He created some pretty epic results. He created some pretty epic miracles, yet he said that we would do greater things. And what I see missing right now in Christianity, in overall in the human race, is this piece called the identity piece of knowing who we are, knowing what we are capable of. And I believe the reason why we are missing this is because a lot of the truth that is being spoken is not getting past our brainstem. It is not getting past our 2-3% conscious mind. It is not making it into our nervous system. It is not making it into our bodies. It is not making it into our emotions. The truth is not making it into our frequency. Right? We get excited about the truth. We like the idea of the truth. It excites us, right? Our 2-3% conscious mind says, yes, let's go, right? But the truth is not making it past the 2-3% conscious mind into our subconscious mind. And this is where the problem lies, you guys. This is where we fall short. This is why we are not seeing the results. We are not seeing the fruit. We are not seeing and experiencing the magnificence of what the Bible promises, of what Jesus paid for. Not only is the truth not making it into our bodies, into our subconscious mind, into our nervous system, into our frequency, into our vibration, on top of that, we are not moving on the truth. We are not taking action on the truth. We are not allowing the truth to liberate us, to set us free, right? As I mentioned, we like the idea. We like the idea. We like the theory. We like the word. We like it. But in order for it to manifest in our lives, in order for it to become a reality in our experience, we have to become an embodiment of the truth. Just like God literally had to come down and become flesh. It says the word became flesh. Jesus became flesh, right? He became an embodiment of the truth. And now he's saying, follow me, watch me, look how I did it. Never once in the Bible did he say, make me an idol, worship me, bow down to me, praise me. Although we do worship, although we do, those things are great. Those things magnify and make us feel liberated. Worship is beautiful. I'm not saying anything about that, but this complete side note, he never said that. He said, follow me, watch how I did it, right? He literally became an embodiment of the truth. It vibrated in every ounce of his being, in all of his cells. He knew he was the Son of God. He knew his identity. And because he knew who he was, walls came crumbling down for him. His words had power. His hands had power. When he walked, people literally became magnetized to him. He had miracles left and right. He was creating miracles left and right. The woman literally touched just the piece of his clothing, and he felt the power leave him. This man was on fire because he knew who he was. He was the Son of God. He had no doubt. There was no wishy-washy energy within him. He was crystal clear on his identity. He was crystal clear on his identity, and it wasn't just on a conscious level. It was a full body yes. It was a full body knowing, right? So this is key, you guys. This is what we are missing right now as a human race, as Christians, as people of God, as believers. This is what we are missing. We are missing this knowledge, this knowing, this comprehension, this understanding of really, 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 really getting it. Getting it on a subconscious level, getting it on a cellular level. And as I said, we get this, we get the truth. We need to get the truth beyond our 2-3% conscious mind. We need to get our body on board. We need to get our nervous system on board. We need to get our subconscious mind on board. And we do this by coupling the word with action. We do this by coupling the word with action. No amount of reading the word, no amount of listening to the word, no amount of hearing the word is going to produce an embodiment of the word, is going to produce the knowing on a cellular level, is going to produce the knowing on a subconscious level. That only comes from applying the word. That's why God literally had to come down into physical form. He had to become the Word. He had to move in the Word. He had to walk in the Word. The Word is alive. It's breathing. It's active. It's fire, right? And we cannot get it on a conscious level, on a 2-3%, and then forget about our body. Our body needs to be on board. Our soul needs to be on board. Our vibration, our frequency, our cells, everything needs to be on board with the Word of God. And when we really, really, really understand this and comprehend this, everything will change for you. Literally everything will change. The actions you will take will be completely different. The moves that you will make will be completely different because you know who you are. 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 Therefore, you do not fear. Therefore, you do not fear, and you move fearlessly with courage. You walk towards the end goal. You walk and you walk towards your outcomes. You walk and you claim your promises. You walk and you create. You walk and you trust because you know who you are and whose you are, right? And as I mentioned, this knowing does not come from reading. It doesn't come from listening. It doesn't come from hearing. That's one part of the equation. But the other big, 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 huge piece is taking action. It's to move on this knowing. It's to move on the Word of God. It's to take action on the Word of God. This is what activates it in your body, in your nervous system, in your subconscious mind, in your feeling, in your vibration. It's moving on the Word. It's moving on the word. It's trusting the word. It's trusting God, and it is literally moving. It is taking action on the things that frighten you, on the things that scare you. It's literally strapping the words, putting on your boots and doing it and walking in it, doing it afraid, doing it maybe in doubt, but doing it, walking and watching how the word literally becomes alive in your body and how confident you become. It's a becoming process. Embodying the word is a becoming process. It's a continuation. It's an evolving. It's an evolving process of who you become as you walk on the word, right? It becomes strengthened within you. You become solid in your core as you walk, as you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, on the truth, laser focused, you walk. And then you begin to shed your ego. You begin to shed doubt. You begin to shed uncertainty. You begin to shed this cloudiness, this unknowingness, this doubt, this uncertainty. You begin to shed it as you walk trusting God, as you walk trusting the truth, trusting the word of God. You literally become liberated and you begin to know your identity on a cellular level, on a core level, on a subconscious level. Right? So it's not enough to know consciously on with your 2-3%. We must embody the truth. So if you can really, really comprehend this, and if you can just open your heart and open your mind to this knowledge, and just open your mind to this knowledge of who you are, the greatness of you, the magnitude of you, of your significance, of your power, of your being, of your soul, of your spirit, of your body, of who God created you to be. When you begin to take the word and just walk on it, this brilliance will begin to shine forth in you. Your body will begin to know who her God is, right? Your body, your subconscious mind, all of you will begin to get on board with who you really are. And when you begin to comprehend and understand who you really are, as I said, mountains will move for you. You will become clear. You will become unstoppable. You will be a force to be reckoned with. You will be, it's unexplainable the amount of courage, confidence that is built up as you move on the word, as you move on the truth, as you move knowing who you are, on who you are. You will become liberated. So to wrap this up, you guys, I just want to remind you of who you are. And I want you to take action on this truth, on this identity piece. I want you to move on this word today in any way, shape, or form that you can possibly think of. Something that you've been holding off on, something that you've been putting off, something that you've been hesitating or procrastinating or just putting off and you haven't been taking action on. I want you to take action on it today. That thing that frightens you, that thing that you might be scared to do, that thing that you have doubt around, that thing you're not certain around, I want you to put on your armor the truth of God, and I want you to know who you are and move. With courage, I want you to move. With courage, I want you to take action. I want you to move. And as you do, the shackles will come falling off of you. As you do, you will begin to understand on a deeper level who you are. Because the understanding of who we are only comes as we move, as we take action. The truth becomes solidified in our being, in our core, in our cells, in our body, in our subconscious mind. As we move and the path is revealed, we become more and more solid in who we are. And the more solid we become, the more courageous we become, the bigger the actions we take, the bigger the leaps we take, the more courageous we become, the bigger moves we make, and the bigger the results, and the bigger the fruit, and the bigger the outcomes, and the bigger the rewards as we move. But we have to move. So I call you today to move on the thing that scares you, and watch how the shackles come falling off of you, and watch how your true identity becomes revealed as you do it again and again and again and again. before you know it, you will be walking as a Terminator woman, just walking fearlessly, courageously, and just watching all of the doubts, the enemy, the lies, the false ideas, perceptions just fall off of you. And the more and the more you, the true you, will begin to shine forth your true identity. And this comprehension, this magnitude of your greatness will become so real to you, you will become unstoppable. You will comprehend it, you will grasp it, and no one and no thing and no circumstance and no lie and no idea and no story will ever be able to hold you down or hold you back because of who you've become and because of the understanding of knowing and embodying the truth and moving on the truth and becoming the truth and embodying the truth, because you are doing it, because you are doing it, because you are walking, because you are fearlessly and courageously moving on the truth. You will be rewarded with this inner knowing, with this inner comprehension of your true identity in God. So walk with courage, walk with boldness, blinders on, laser focused, eyes on the truth, move, take action, take action, take action. I love you. I have a workshop that is coming up very, very soon called The Conscious Creator. It is all about liberating the soul, healing the soul, removing the lies, the perception, the blocks, the doubts, the ideas that have held you back. It is all about taking your power back, hearing God clearly, gaining wisdom, insights, revelations that are all already within you, stepping into your true identity and reclaiming your power, your dominion, your authority, co-creating your life with God intentionally, deliberately. So if this sounds like something that you would love to join, I would love to have you. I will place the link in, down below. Let me know if you have any questions. Otherwise, I love you and I'll talk to you in the next audio. Bye-bye.